If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and this week we're having a conversation about bully breeds. We have with us in the studio Jamie Lampman, the director of Ingham County Animal Control, and Jennifer Petrie, who is the founder of Stiggy Dogs. And Rick, I'll turn it over to you. You had a question for our guests.
Yeah, I think from what we just chatted about, the problem isn't the animal. There's all kinds of dogs out there that make very loyal pets. It seems like the problem is the society and the ignorance in the society, and what is it, and also some of the behaviors of society. So what steps can we take as a general average person that wants to be, you know, the do-gooder that actually is the neighbor of a breed, a bully breed? What's concerning? What's not concerning? What ignorance might they have that they need to live through or experience through? And what kind of problems are out there that might be because the dogs are trained improperly that they can see and respond to?
Well, that was so much.
Well, that's all right.
Well, we got
45 more minutes.
Welcome to a Rick Cruz question.
Well, one of the things I think that's really important that you hit on is kind of like the social stigma and the public perception of these dogs. So besides being responsible owners for the owners that have these dogs, I think that other people need to, and then we all try to need to get the word out of the good stories that these dogs do and what these dogs are all about. As an example, you know, working at the Humane Society, and this is one example of countless that I'm sure that you see, there would be this lady who will walk in with her little toddler, and they'll love this dog, and they'll be nose-to-nose at the cage, and the schmooky-wookie, and the dog, and the toddler sticking its candy-coated fingers through the cage, and they'll stand up to see what the dog is, and the second they read like Pitbull, it's like, you know, all their conscious, you know, everything goes out the window. The common sense goes out the window. They were just nose to nose with this dog and loved it and were ready to take it home. But yet the preconceived notion was so there and it was so impacted that even though they're looking at something sweet in front of them, they grab their child and walk away. And I'm sure you see that all the time there. So I think building that public awareness out there, you know, for the people that are you know, home right now or that are around that want to try to help, volunteer, go to some of the rescues, go to some of the shelters, spend the time with these animals. I have countless times had people call me, I will never own another breed. This is the greatest animal, you know, breed out there. Thank you so much for changing my perception. So sometimes just, you know, one dog at a time, one person at a time has kind of been my motto of baby steps to make to change that social perception.
I know, you know, when we're placing these dogs, we're really looking at, you know, why they want the dog. I mean, that's really important.
Yes.
Are they committed? Are they going to give it the training it needs? Do they have the time? And do they have the environment in which to keep it in? You know, any dog, whether it's a pit bull, German Shepherd, or lab, it shouldn't be in an apartment without a lot of exercise scheduled for that animal. But you need to make sure that the people really know what they're doing with these animals, because if they're not giving them the socialization they need, that's another issue. Take that animal everywhere you
socialize.
You know, you need to really be committed and you need to have the time. And unfortunately, they're getting dogs for the wrong reasons. Yep. They're getting them for the prestige that they seem to think they have when they walk down the street with the biggest, baddest pit bull at the end of a tow chain. And that's what we've got to stop. And, you know, and why do they feel that they need to use a dog to get that kind of prestige? Because they can't get it any other way in the environment they live in. So it's really, it's much more than just an animal issue. It always comes back to a people problem.
Yes.
Why are these teenage boys thinking they've got to have pit bulls? You know, why are they mistreating them? Did they see that when they grew up? I mean, it's just, is it their tradition? You know, we've got so far to go to figure out why these animals are abused. And like I said, pit bulls is the 90s and 2000, but before that it was another breed. So it's, they, you know, pick a breed.
Right,
it'll be something else in 2000, you know, 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what is it about these breeds? Is it the fact that people just, there's something physically about the characteristics of them? Is it just that because they create a fear factor that they use it almost in place of a security system because they're fearful? Well, elaborate on that.
Well, I think because of a lot of the false claims and a lot of the unreported stuff that's out there that it does. I mean, it creates a fear, and the fear is mind-numbing. It stops all of your common sense. So, you know, that's a big issue that we have to get. And people are believing the myths. You throw a runliner out there that pit bulls are aggressive, that's all they're going to hear. If you throw that they have jaws that lock, I can't tell you how many people think that they're, you know, anatomically made different than other dogs, and they're not. So that's what – and when you look at pictures and billboards and stuff, they're showing the meanest, scariest. So it's a perception that we're being brainwashed almost on a daily basis, and we're believing that and seeing that.
So do we need to put little cute caps and neck? I mean, how do we go about changing that perception?
Yes. Telling the good stories and showing what they
It's education again.
Education,
but that education sounds like, from what you were talking about, that the education almost has to happen when kids are 12, are 15.
Absolutely.
And they actually have a positive encounter and they need to be kind of like,
We had a 14-year-old boy that was fighting his dog, and it was a family member's dog. They didn't even know he was fighting the family dog. He was fighting it down the street with other kids. And, you know, when we asked him, what are you doing? And he said that to have that dog on a chain and walk down that street was as powerful as having a loaded gun, but we couldn't do anything to him because it was legal to have that pit bull on that chain going down the street. But it was, of course, illegal for him to have a loaded gun. But he got the same effect. People cleared their way.
Right.
They let him by.
We're intimidated.
And this was a nice dog. That was the saddest part. This dog was not a fighter. It was a family pet. Yet he had subjected it to so many fights, and it just simply tried to protect itself.
And countless stories of that.